Viter in Shas, we are in Shavuos on Daf Mem Ches. Bring it up 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down. Next part of the Mishnah. It says as follows: Amar lechem vi tenli bidin or peros. So someone tells a storekeeper, "You know, give me a diner's worth of produce," and he gave it to him, and then he asked for payment, but he said, "Oh, what do you mean? I already paid you." He has to swear they already paid him. Yehuda says, "Whoever has the produce in his hands has the upper hand." Tanya Wellington Abraisa, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, who just said that. Amos said, "When is it true? When must the customer swear that he already paid?" Bisman shaper sepurim minachem, when it's piled and stacked up between the two of them, which they and the two of them are arguing over this idea whether it's paid or not. Aval, that's like what the debate's about. Aval, if Shilan bekupasal achar, if the customer already has it, you know, in his Snoopy, it's on his back and over his shoulder, and it's in his bag ready before they start arguing. The Mosvich Chaver Elamaraya now, so to the Chenvi to go ahead to bring a raya against him that he owes him. Next part of the Mishnah, Amar l'shulchani tain leave. One said to the money changer, "Give me a change for a dinar," and he gave it to him. Then asked him, "Now give me the dinar," and then he says, "We already gave it to you." Now the client is to swear they already gave the dinar. Yehuda says a money changer doesn't give even an isser of change until he takes the dinar, so he doesn't have to. So for sure, it must be the guy gave it. But tzricha, you need to teach both of these cases. Yeshmin and Hakamaisi, we just saw the first case of the apples he bought. The Hakamar Abanan, that's what the Abanan in the Tanakam would say that the customers to swear they already paid. Mishum, the pair of Eden the Makrif, because this type of stuff will spoil. Fruit will, you know, produce will spoil. Rashi says, Maher, Chanvi Lashlicha, Matoch Kalev, Shalokeh, Kodam Kibala Sadina, Shalachar. He'll quickly throw it in over there. Vikav de Makrif, Lomashale, since it can spoil, he doesn't hold off on giving the customer his bag until he gets the payment. Therefore, even if it's in the hands of the customer, he's going to have to go ahead and he is going to still have to swear that he already paid. Aval mos, but in the case of money, it's not going to spoil over there, right? Such a situation with the money changer situation. Delo Mirkavi, Ema Modeli Rabbi Yehuda, maybe we'll say the Chomer Gemi Modeli Rabbi Yehuda, that the customer doesn't have to swear because for sure they wouldn't have given any change if you hadn't given it to him. Therefore, you have to teach both cases that they're going to say if to swear in that case also. If Rabbi Yehuda just would have said the case of the money changer, the Mahakomer Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda would say, he doesn't have to swear because he wouldn't give it to him without first taking the dinner. Obahach, when it comes to the produce, Ema Modeli Rabbanim, maybe say he'll be masking to Rabbanim that he has to swear since he that he paid, since he may have rushed to deliver it before getting the payment. Therefore, you have to go and teach that he's going to pat to the person from a shvua. In that case, also tzuricha, we need this. So the next part of the Mishnah, Kishem Sha'amru Hapokemes Ksubasa, just like the Chum said that a woman who messes over, who impairs a Shipogem or Ksuba by collecting part of it, can collect the remaining part of the Ksuba only with a shvua. Yisomim can collect a chiyav ot to their dead father only with a shvua. Miman, when collecting from who do they have to take a shvua? Ilem milov, if you want to say that they have to take a shvua to collect from their father's debt, from the borrower, the one, you know, who borrowed from his father, from himself, avuan shakyo v'lo shvua, can't be, because the father could have taken it from, you know, the borrower without a shvua, vein of a shvua, you're going to see they have to do with a shvua. Even the father himself wouldn't have to. So, ach kamer, no, v'cheni yisom emidei yisom lo yiparlo b'shvua. That is how both of them are dead, the lova and the malva, and therefore they have the yisom of both of them. And now we're talking about the debtor's just yorshim. So that's when the yisom have to swear. And I wanted to say that the shvua of a lender's yisomim must take what is that the father didn't tell them on his deathbed until at any time or they find any receipt that the debt was actually paid. This din that the lender's yisomim can collect from the borrower's yisomim on the base of this type of shavua is only where the lender died during the lifetime of the borrower, and the borrower died afterwards. Aval, meis lova b'chai malva. The borrower died during the lifetime of the lender, and the lender died afterwards. Kvar neskayev malva livnei lova shavua. The lender was already under a chiyav to the children. The borrower to make a swear from the moment that he died. Right? You swear to them that debt was definitely not paid if you wanted to go and collect it from them. And a person can't pass on a shvuah to his children, right? Something that can only be done with a shvuah, since the children aren't able to go and take a shvuah that was upon him. However, says the Gemara, Shlachu kamei de Rabbi Elazar, they sent this din to Rabbi Elazar in Eretz Yisrael with the following question. Shvuah zu mativo. What is the significance of this shvuah? In other words, Rashi says, Mativa lafkia mimono mamonam im ein yichol nishava osa shvuah mamish. Yishbu shvua yarshim kigon shvua shalom pakadnu abo venotlin. Hi, does the children of the lender give up their father's debt because they're not able to take the shvua? Shalach lahur, Elazar said the following: Yarshim nishbain shvuas yarshim venotlin. Nope, the yarshim can swear the shvuas yarshim and they can actually go and take it. Shalachu b'mei Rabbi Ami, they sent this question to Yisrael in the days of Rabbi Ami. Amar, he said, Kule hai sholcha love asli. They keep sending this question all the time. Iash kechinen bataima, if we had a new line of reasoning, milo sholchinen lu, wouldn't we have sent it to them on our own? Elam Rav Ami, zakt Rav Ami, hol v'asli yad the name of a milsa, since it came to our, you know, to our, literally to our hands, brought up this again. Let's say something about it. Amad b'denu meis. If the lender stood in judgment with the yusomim of the borrower. So let's say Bob lends money to Dave. Dave dies, and now he goes and he's standing in court with the yusomim of Dave. And only then he died. Kfar neschayv malva levnei lovas shavua. At that case, the lender was already under a chiyav to the borrower's kids to swear that the loan was definitely not paid. Ain ad amar shvuah labanav, he can't give over the shvuah to his children. Lo amad v'din emes, right? But let's say the lender did not stand in judgment with the borrower's orphans. He died. Yarshim ishban shvuas yarshim enotan. Then the yarshim can swear the shvuas yarshim, and they can go in and collect the debt. Maskevle Rav Nachman. Nachman says, "Now hold it, no. Atu bedina kam mechayve li shvuah. Is it the court that's being mechayve the lender to take a shvuah?" Idna de shachav lova, from the moment that the borrower died, ichayav le malve lebne lova shvuah. The lender automatically becomes chayav to swear to the borrower's children that it wasn't paid yet if he wants to collect the money. Therefore, what do I care if he's sitting in court or not? Alam Rav Nachman, e isa de Rav Shmuel, if the din of Rav and Shmuel, that somebody's not able to be morish to his kids a debt that's collected only through a shvuah, that's actually correct, isa. That's correct, even if the lender didn't stand in judgment before he died. Elessa, now if it's wrong, it's not the right din, then Elessa, it's not correct, even if the lender did stand in front of him and then he died. Alma misapkale. It must be if Nachum was misupak, whether or not that the din of Rav and Shmuel is correct. Really, says the Gemara, V'alma Rav Yosef bar Manyumi, Alfred Rav Nachman Uvda, he actually passed in the case where he wasn't able to take the shvuah that was on him, and Yachloku told them that they have to go ahead and be split it, which does not go with Rav and Shmuel. He's not a suppuk. He clearly goes and paskins against them. And for the Gemara, Lidvar of Derby Meir Kamer, Rav Nachman's din, when he's saying that the whole thing Rav and Shmuel maybe is correct, he was saying it in reference to Rabbi Meir, in the words of Rabbi Meir, right? Valei lo sfir lebi. He himself does not hold of it. Rashi says, "Libid Rav Meir ukim the leel mem zayin da amar chazor shvuah lemkoma." The shvuah goes back to its place. For Rav Nachman, amar Rav Yosi, and Nachman did like Rav Yosi, and he himself doesn't agree with it. He goes against Rav Yosi, who says that they divide it equally. Frank the Gemara questions on Rav Shmuel. Must have Rav Shaya. One second, we have a Mishnah that says in Subas is talking about a case that if a widow moved back to her father's house after her husband died, she must demand a ksuba payment, which the husband's yarshim owe her, within 25 years. If she was quiet for a period of 25 years, then we assume that she is waiving her rights to the ksuba. The Mishnah then continues on with the following idea. Masa Rav Shaya, Mesa, the widow died that collecting suba from the yarshim of her dead husband, Yerusha maskirin suba sadas from chamishanim, her yarshim are able to go and mention it within 25 years of the husband's death, or they lose it out, which is mashma that the widow's yarshim can collect her suba from the husband's yarshim if they demand it within 25 years, even though the husband died first and the widow then became chayev to swear to the yarshim that the suba was definitely not being, that wasn't paid, which goes against Rav Shmuel, that a debt that is collectible only with a shua can't be collected by the yarshim. Says Gemara, not a rag. What are we dealing with? Shinishbo Mesa. We're in the case where the widow, she actually did swear, and then she died. Tashema, and now they're just coming to collect it. Tashema, let's take a look from the following Mishnah Subas. Nasa Rishona Umesa. If one married a first wife, and after they have children, she dies while he's still alive. Nasa Shnia Mesa Hu. And then he marries a second wife, and he died. Shnia Yersha, called him the Yersha Rishona. The second wife and her Yershim take her precedence over the Yarshim of the first wife and getting the ksuba. But if the second wife wants to collect her ksuba from the estate, she has to swear to her husband's children by the first wife that the ksuba wasn't paid. But the Mishnah says that if she dies, her Yarshim can collect it, even though they can't take that shvua, which goes against Rav and Shmuel. Says Gemara, Hachanami Shinishbav Meso. Think we can swear. Where the second wife actually swore, she did swear, and then she died. Tashmat, try again. The Mishnah again in Suvas, that says that if a man says at the time of his marriage that his wife, her Yarshim, or anyone else who come with the right to collect the ksuva are going to be free of any chiyav to swear in reference to it. They don't have to make any swear. And it works, and can't make her swear. The Yarshim, or someone who comes and, right, you can't make her or the Yarshim or someone else to come for her to go to swear. The Mishnah goes on. Aval, let's say he dies. Yarshav Meshbian, his Yarshim, can make them swear. Meshbian Osa, Ves Yarshav, Ves Abayim Birshusa. Now, since the Mishnah says that the husband's Yarshim can cause the wife or the heirs to swear, obviously we're talking about a case where she didn't take the swear. But it's teaching that the Yarshim can collect the ksuba from the husband's Yarshim with a shvua, even though they can't take the shvua that was upon her, which goes against Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rav Shmaya litzdadin katani. The Mishnah is teaching two separate dinim. Osa be'almana. When it talks about the husband's Yarshim, can cause her, right, meaning the wife herself, she can then collect her ksuba. It's talking about with a widow and a woman gets divorced. But both of them can collect from the husband's yarshim because they could swear with certainty the ksuba wasn't paid. For Yershab and Grusha, when it says that the husband's yarshim can cause the yarshim, her yarshim, to swear and they can collect the ksuba, it's talking about specifically with a woman who's divorced who died before her ex-husband. In that situation, she never had a chiyav to swear that the ksuba is definitely unpaid. Therefore, her yorshim can collect it from the husband's yorshim with the shavua. Masav Rav Nelson by Oshaya asked the question. It says the following brisa: Yafa koach haben mikoach av. The son's power to collect his father's debt is better than that of the father himself. Beep, turn the page. Memches mebeis. Sha'ben gova bein b'shavua bein shelo b'shavua. The son, he can go and collect his father's debt with a shavua and without a shavua. Va'avin gova el b'shavua. The father, if he's alive, can only collect the debt with a shavua that it wasn't paid yet. Hechidami, what's the case we're talking about over here? When it says the lender himself can collect only with a shavua. The meis lova b'chay malva, where the borrower died during the lender's lifetime, and then he wants to get the money from the Yisomim. Bekatani, you know, I lent to someone, the guy dies, now I want to deal with the Yisomim to get it from him. Then I have to swear. Bekatani, Sha'ben gover bein b'shvua bein shelo b'shvua. And then it says a son can collect his father's debt with or without a shvua. B'shvua, what does that mean? Shvua is yarshim. That the son collects through a shvua of a yarish. Shelo b'shvua k'rebin shim gamliel. It goes according to shim gamliel in our Mishnah. If the father said at the time of his death that the loan isn't paid, the son can collect it without the Shavuos Yarshim. However, what comes out? the end of the day, when you're dealing with a case where the borrower died during the lender's lifetime, the Braisa says that if the lender died afterwards, his Yarshim can collect this chov on the basis of the Shavuos Yarshim, which goes against Rav and Shmuel. Rav Yosef, Hamani, who is this Braisa going like? Beis Shamahi. The Amri Shtar Ha'omid L'Gavas K'Gavu Dami. They say that if you have a chov, that, Shtar Chov, that's about to get collected, it's considered already collected, according to Beis Shammai, then even if the borrower died during the lender's lifetime, when the lender dies, his Yarshim, Yusam Yarshim can collect a thing in the Shtar, because it's considered like it was already collected by the father. Ikla Rav Nachman L'Sura. Rav Nachman, once he came to again visited Sura, Ola Gabir of Chista v'Rabba by Rav Huna. Rav Chista Rav Huna went to visit, went to greet him. Amalei, they said, Leisei Mar Nakra Lahad Rav Shmuel. Let's uproot this din of Rav Shmuel. Amar Lahu, he said, Kapalai Ichpali Vasei Kohani Parsei. Right, did I trouble myself to travel all of these parses, that I came from such a far distance? Rashi says, Tarachti, Abasi, Lovo, Mkomo, Lakan, Lakord, Larabu, Shmuel. I think I came, Lamekor, Lahod, Rabbi Shmuel, to uproot what they said. Ella Havu, Delo, Losifla, Ella. Be prepared not to add to it. Right, meaning to limit that which they're saying. Don't apply this din to other case, to another, any other case that's similar to it. Kigon Mai, what's an example of that? Damra Papa, Hapoge Mishtar, if somebody's Pogim the Shtar, he impairs the Shtar by admitting that he's more than a mixas, and therefore he has to swear to get the rest of it, Umes, and then he dies. Yoshim Shvam Shvus, Yoshim Anotan, they can swear and they can take it. We don't disqualify them getting, even though they can't take the Shvua that was on their father. Ahu Deshachiv Veshavak Arva, there was this guy, he was a borrower. He died during his lender's lifetime, but he left a guarantor in his place. And the lender died. Now the lender was who became chayiv to swear to the borrower's yarshim, right, to his yisomim, that it wasn't paid yet. And the lender's orphans can't take that shavua. So based on the din of Rav and Shmuel, they weren't able to collect from the borrower's orphans. However, holy moly, my son just scared me. Anyway, so because of Rav and Shmuel, they're not able to collect because of them, but they wanted to go and collect from the Arev because of the fact of the Shavuos Yarshim. Savar Rav Papa Lameimar, Rav Papa wanted to say, Hanami Delo Losif Alohu. This case is also included in Rav Nachman's statement of be prepared not to add to the Rav Shmuel. Like if we prevent the lender's orphans from collecting, then we're going to be adding to the ruling because it was set down in reference to a case where the lender's orphans, the Yisomim, wanted to collect from the borrower's Yisomim, whereas they're seeking to collect from the guarantor. Amar Le Rav Huna Beidov Yeshua Le Rav Papa. Nope. Atu Arva La Basa Yasmi Azli. Does the guarantor not ultimately go after the yesomim of the borrower in order to get compensated for paying off the father's debt? So this is exactly the same case of where the lender's orphans want to collect from the borrower's orphans, because eventually it comes full circle that they're going to have to go ahead and deal with that. There was a person, a lender, who died after the borrower died first, and the lender left behind a brother. This is Yerush. This brother then brought out the lender's loan document against the borrower's, against their yisomim. Now, since the lender had been chayev to swear to the borrower's yisomim that the debt wasn't paid, it was questionable whether his brother could collect from them on the basis of Shavuos HaYarshim. Savaremi Barachah Melemimar. Hanami Dolo Losif Alohu. This is also a case of Dolo Losif Alohu. Let him do it. Amar Le Rava, Maili Shalop Kadani Abba. What's the difference between a Shua that my father did not instruct me that this debt was paid? Maili Shalop Kadani Achi. And they say that my brother didn't instruct me that the debt wasn't paid. Right? I don't care who the Yarish or what the relationship. She's able to swear that the debt was definitely not paid, as the lender was have to do. And therefore, this is the same case of the lender's orphans want to collect the debt. Now that we didn't say didn't say what the halacha is. Look, Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel, but look, Rav Elazar, not like either one of them. Rav Elazar argues on them. Hi, the yana da avad kirav Shmuel avad, a judge who acts in reference to Rav Shmuel, the avad Rav Elazar avad, and does Rav Elazar avad. In other words, both of them could work. Amar of Papa, hi, shtar diasmi, in reference to a shtar that belongs to Yosam of a land who died after the death of the bar, lomiker karinan le, we don't tear it up, but lagbuy magrinan le, and we don't go and collect from it. Agbuy lomagrinan le, we can't collect from it, because it's almost real like Rav Shmuel, we like Rav Shmuel. Make of lakarinan le, we don't rip it up, die, diana, over the Lazar of it, because we know the dinner, someone who goes like Rav Lazar, it actually works. Story time, mahu diana, David Krabi Lazar. There was a dying, and he passed in like Krabi Lazar. Havat Serbim, Rabbanim, Bimase, there was a Serbim, you know, a young great Torah scholar was in his town, Norma Lane, he says to him, I'm going to bring a letter from Eretz Yisrael to Lechus Rabbi Elazar. Lechus Dalek Rabbi Elazar. Amar Lei says back to him, Lechitaisi. Go ahead, when you bring it, then we'll deal with it. Also came to Rav Chama, so he came from Rav Chama, he told him what happened. Amar Lei, Hi Dayana, David Rabbi Elazar. We know that somebody does Rabbi Elazar, it's David. So it's very cute that you're a nice servant of Rabbanim, but the bottom line is, you know, you paskin, it is what it is. Next part of the Mishnah, Ve'ilun Ishbanim. These are the ones that the Mishnah had said. These ones who swear, even without having a claim that's coming against them. And we said, Shutfin, Arisin, Apotropsin, Isha, etc. Says Gemara, Atu, B'shuftani Yaskinon. Are we dealing with, like, foolish people? Why would anybody swear if there's no claim against them? Hachi Gemara. V'elin Shpavim, Shalom, B'tayin is Bari. When there's not a clear claim against them, Elah B'tayin Shema, a maybe swear a claim against them. Rashi said, Tardo Shema, Kafta Michele, maybe you owe me something. A shutta v'arisen, we said partners and sharecroppers, apotropsin, a woman who buys and sells for her husband's, you know, and someone who's part of the house, a yarish, manages the father's estate for his brothers. Tana ben bayis sha'amru, when he said ben bayis, lo shin nichnas v'yotzi v'raklov. Now I'm talking about somebody who comes in and out of this property to check it out. Lamachnas lopolim, one who hires workers for the estate, umotzi lopolim, and he can fire them. Machs lopayrus, someone gives, you know, produce, umotzi lopayrus, and you bring it out. This is someone who's really involved. Maishnahani, what is unique about these people that causes the chum to be mechay of them to swear, even by a tainus shema? Mishum de moruba atirah, because they can explain, you know, they can rationalize and justify for themselves how they can keep things. Rashi says, La'atzman, if you should talk to him in the chasim, hey, listen, I was working hard for this and I can actually keep it. Amar Rav Yosef bar Menuhin, Amar Rav Nachman, v'hu sheyesh taina beinayu shtei kesef. This is only when there's a claim of at least two silver mahs between them. Come on, who's that going like? Kishmol, it goes like Shmuel, who said that a tainus bari of two silver mahs can be mechayev a defendant to take a shvud de oraisa, even if the part that he's denying is worth less than two silver ma. Matani Rav Chia Lisiyur L'Rav, or Rav Chia taught a brisa in support of Rav, who said that remember we saw this machlokas a bunch of days ago. Rav and Daf Mem, who said that the shvuah deraisa can only be if the part of the claim that he denied is a minimum of two silver ma. Like that amount that he denied, not just the entirety of it. Amek fears taina. Say that Yosef meant that the denial of the claim is to be, you know, at least two silver mah, Rav. Like he's going like Rav. Next, Chol Ku Ashotrim Varisin. If the partners or the sharecroppers had divided the property and weren't asked to swear at the time, they can't make them swear at a later date without a definite shfus tainus bari. Yo, next part of the Mishnah is again Cholko Shutvah Risin. If the partners or the sharecroppers, they divide up the property and they were not asked to swear at the time and they're not able to make them swear later without a definite claim. However, if a chiyav to take a shvua came from somewhere else, you could do Gilgul Shvua. Ibayelahu, Maula Galgal Midurabanan. Can we do a Gilgul Shvua Midurabanan? Rashi says, Shvuas Harisin Shacholko Al Yede Shvua Durabanan. Could go on Shvuas Hesis. Oh. Nishbayin v'notin tekanta ba'alma ninhu. Can you now make them swear for other things as well? Toshama. Lava aimena erev shvia. So someone borrowed money from his friend on erev shvita. Then ulamotzi shvias nasalo shutof la'oris. After the shvias shmita ended, the borrower became the partner of the lender. or his sharecropper, on this person. Taima the lava himenu erev shvius, because he borrowed from erev shmita, and the partnership happened after shmita. The asa shvius afkate, and therefore shmita came and canceled the debt. Hashar shneisha, what that means? The rest of the years of shmita, when it's still around, megalgal you can be megalgal. Lo taima, says so going another raya. Lo tima hashar shnei shavua megalgalin ela ema nasa lo shutta for aris erev shvius ulamotzi shvius lava imanu. We'll say that he became his partner sharecropper on erev shvius and ended up and finished the partnership or these things without being asked mikra shvua. And then after ulamotzi shvius lava imanu, after shvius he borrowed money from his fellow and therefore he's a shvua da raisa. Because of the loan, Megalglin, then we go and Kimi Megalgo Shvua. Ha Mehedi Katani Law says, what do you mean? That says it straight up. Nas Lo Shutta for Aris, Erev Shvius, Lomotzi Shvius, Lov Amen, and Megalglin, we do a Gilgo Shvua. So the Bryce has to teach it straight up. It must be, it's not that it's Mashma that in the first part of the Bryce, but our original understanding of the Bryce is actually correct. Shma Mina, Megalglin, we do Rabbanon, Shma Mina, come to Cheshna Nanai, that we are Megalglin, Shvua, we do Rabbanon. And says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, beep, turn the page. Mem Tes Amar Aleph, Lakol, last half. Lakol Megalglin, we do a Gilgul on everything, Chutz Misachir, Shein Megalglin, except for the Shavua of a hired worker, which we're not Megalglin Shavua on him. Rav Chista Amar Lakol Ein Mekilin, we are not lenient concerning any Rabbanan Dika Shavua, and we would be Megalglin other Shavuos from all of them. Chutz, Misachir, the Mekil, except for a hired worker. In such a case, we are Mekil. My Benai, what's the difference between them? Iker Benai, Liftachlo. Whether or not, in the case of other than the hired worker, it's supposed to open that up for him. In other words, like say to Rashi's Imlo Tana Tovea, Shil Gago Love, then Yiftachu Lo Bezin. Lo Bezin, like say, hey, maybe you should do this, you should do the Shriya, the Shua. Vashvius Meshamet, this is Shemitah goes ahead and cancels liability for Shua. I mean, I mean, the word is from Amr Gidl Merav, Damar Kra. Pasuk says, Vizet Dvar Shemitah, Vafilo Dibor Meshametes. Vizet Dvar Shemitah, and even Dibor is Meshamet, right? So cancels, it's going to cancel even the Chiev of speech of some sort of Shavua. And on that, my friends, we say, Hajan Allah called his boy. Nindalalalai, eh, Nindalalalai, oh, you know what I mean? Let's go back to Mem Dalam Abbas. Calling his boy, Shabbaton, his boy, Velom Shaman. Boom, we are Yotzi. We're going to stop here, my friends. Till next time, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.